Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Victoria 1890, Season 1, Episode 2.
Hello there. Previously on Victoria 1890, Matilda and Dr. Chamberlain visited the estate of Count Alexander. They met a man named Achilles Gaston. Oh. Wait, hold on. Stop the music. Stop the music, hold on. We have a reintroduction.
Hi, my name is Sage GC, and I will not be playing the rather offensive Achilles Gaston. In actuality...
My name is Simon Sinclair. I'm a con artist. You've probably met me at some point in your life. Perhaps I was buying mushrooms at the market, or driving your carriage out to Yorkshire. Either way, my true identity is known to almost no one in England, and you must keep it a secret.
Great, thank you. What an asshole. Ahem! Previously on Victoria, 1890.
Dr. Richard Chamberlain.
Matilda Buchanan.
My name is Count Alexander Raphael Dumas Sabatini.
How exciting. Is that from Egypt?
Indeed it is. And he's holding in his hand an Egyptian urn. Doctor, have you come up with anything?
He's brought you something that's completely under, and it's not real.
The game's up.
Hold on.
My real name is Simon Sinclair.
This is all very confusing. I would like to hire all of you. My theory is that Crete was actually once Atlantis, and a great storm destroyed everything on top of it.
Have they hired me to make a replica? It's a fake, and if there's a real one, I don't know where it is.
It is crucial to the mission for us to have this before we leave.
Then we must find Hove.
X-ray, read all about it. The Ripper has come back. He's already struck once. The body is identified as Hove Millet.
Ah, shit.
Oh, Christ.
What happens next, you don't ask? Let's find out.
So you guys just took the underground, which is like a subway, over into the neighborhood where you know Malay's office of operations and where his body was found. You are now in that neighborhood. You come down the street and the office is ahead of you, and it's got a rope across the door and a constable standing out front.
All right. This is the last place I spoke to him, all right?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm
Hello
good.
There!
How are you?
I'm pleasant. Excuse me, do you mind if I just go on in?
Oh no, sorry, police business. No one is supposed to be entering this.
Alright, that's fine.
Are we really giving up that easy?
Did you happen to know the chap?
Officer!
Oh, ma'am! And he puts an arm around you.
This was my late I can't even say it. This was my late beau's office. Do you mind if I...
Rolled charisma or discretion.
Got a 5.
Your late... What?
My late... beau.
Beau.
You know, hand in hand.
Who's
a
beau?
Hand. Oh, you know, just... He's my lover, but not really. We were engaged.
Is this, true?
Yes. Yes. Oh, it was so dreadful.
Roll charisma or discretion.
I'll take the 2.
He just kind of cocks his eyebrow at you guys and he lets you go.
Give like an awkward smile.
Okay, while they were talking, I have already ducked into the shadows.
Roll discretion.
4.
I pulled the opposite aside. Oh, God.
He grabs you by the back of your collar and pulls you.
Right. No, sorry.
Oh, who's this? Get out of here! Get out of my boyfriend's apartment, you fiend!
What?
I
Ow.
Hit him.
Ah, stop it!
Yeah, get out of here!
Get out of here!
He doesn't let go of your collar.
Right. We are looking for a murderer. What are you doing trying to get in here?
I wasn't trying to get in. I mean...
You clearly
I was not
were,
trying
sir.
To get in. I was just
trying to see what this was all about, are you?
There was a gruesome murder.
I don't want to think about it. Oh, God, I can see it in the pictures.
All right.
I'm not sure if you really are who you say you are.
How dare you? I just lost the love of my life. I cry myself to sleep every night. I can see his mangled body. Oh, I can't even. I'm going to throw up.
Now please stay away from the crime scene then.
I'm going to casually walk away while this was happening.
He's
not
still holding me by the collar.
Damn it.
Aye.
Officer.
I have a meeting to get to, all right? I need to.
Well, I've got a meeting for you to get to.
Is there anyone else really around us right now?
We'll say that, what? No. It's pretty deserted in this little cul-de-sac.
Cool. I'm going to look to my left and look over to my right. I'm going to grab out a handkerchief of chloroform and put it over.
Roll me agility.
3.
He grabs your wrist. Oi! What's this?
You had a booger at your nose, a boogie. I just wanted to get it for
it's
you.
It's quite gross.
Roll charisma.
5.
Oh, but hey, that's this funny smelling rag you got there.
Oh, sorry, I used it last. I took it out of my hand and put it back.
Let your wrist go.
And you? I'm going to be reporting you. What's your name?
This is an unfair accusation. I had done nothing.
Are you being racist towards a Frenchman?
How dare you?
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. You what? Know
this is a very rude thing to do.
I don't really care much for the French. It's true.
You admitted
how
that you're a racist.
You?
Bitch.
You're a racist.
Look. I slap him.
Oi, miss.
My mother's French.
Well, Serge's a lovely lady, but this man was trying to get into a crime scene.
I was not trying to get into a crime scene. I was just trying to go over there. Really, Greg, I was just trying to go over there.
All right, roll me charisma.
Okay. 7.
Mm? Oh. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm so sorry.
This is just a misunderstanding, and there is very often that the French...
It's a high-tense situation,
yes.
Right? Jack the Ripper has been gone for a long time.
And he's back.
That's what I believe.
I take his hand. Oh, now listen. I've been in the face of fear, you know. I've been in the poor places. I've been down on my luck. But I have to get into my boyfriend's apartment. You see, my engagement ring was in there. And I have to... Say goodbye.
Roll charisma.
7.
Oh, miss. I suppose I can let you look around a little bit.
Oh, you are such a kind man. I kiss his hand.
I'm with her.
He just stares at you.
It's okay, Diggy.
Right. Are you two give you, like, 2 minutes.
You bet it. Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to cry.
Don't move anything around. Oh. If you do, please put it back where you found it.
I promise I won't move a thing. I just want to say goodbye to the old girl. The place.
Oh, right.
Come on, Mildy. I know it's hard.
Oh. I will just be on my way then. It's nice to meet you all. Have a good day.
Adieu.
Bonjour. I mean, thank you. Whatever.
From behind the constable, try to motion to Simon to meet us around the back.
And I'm gonna go, no, just keep going.
Just keep going around the back.
I'm going to distract him, all right? I'm gonna change. I'm gonna have a facial expression, and then I'm gonna slide my hand down, and the facial expression's gonna change, and I'm gonna slide it up. And it's going to change again.
Is this in front of the constable?
Can I roll to make sure he can't see that? I'm trying to tell Dickie that I'm going to change disguises.
Okay. Roll discretion.
Okay. 5.
You're happy? You're sad? I don't know.
I grab Dickie by the scruff and pull him into the apartment. I'm like, we'll deal with him later.
Okay, they might not get it, but I'm still going to follow through.
Cool. As you enter into the office through the front door, you see that there is a big blood stain on the floor, on the hardwood floor, with a faint chalk outline of where the body was. It's no longer there. And you also notice that the window on the right has been broken inward, and so there's glass on the ground. And then there's also like books and papers that once were on desks and bookshelves that are all over the place.
See this bloodstain? That's, it's quite a lot. Where, and also in that picture, he was mangled to pieces. Whereas Ripper, Jack the Ripper, always cut so precisely, almost like a surgeon.
I don't like a surgeon.
No.
Teasing, Dickie. Oh, we have good laughs. Anyways, I think we need to find that urn. I kneel down, I sniff the blood.
Okay.
Own purposes, don't ask.
Roll, what do you want to roll for that?
Intelligence, I guess. I'm rolling for intelligence, goddamn. Ooh, a 9.
With your brilliant sense of smell, you could tell that this was fresh. This happened recently. This just happened the other night, Sunday night. It is Monday. And while you're down there, you notice there is a little bit of hair that's sort of jammed in some of the blood.
Ooh, Dickie, look, hair!
Ooh, grab it.
Okay, I grab it. And
here,
I...
put it in this little convenient vial that I have.
I put it in the vial for Dickie.
I cork it.
Fantastic.
Put it back in my pocket.
Okay.
Roll awareness.
Okay. Ooh, I got an 8.
Right. So you see that there is a cabinet that has a lock on it. And it's a heavy wood cabinet and it's been broken open.
Oh, dang it. I wanted to pick the lock. I go over and inspect the remains of the cabinet.
Okay. In there you see some personal letters that look like they are addressed to a certain gentleman by the name of James Stonewood.
Ooh, a James Stonewood. I snatch all the letters and I put it in my brassiere.
Meanwhile, to give them more time, outside, a man has approached the constable.
Hello there.
Hello, sir.
My name is Santalio Santiago.
Right, is there anything I can help you with?
I think I can help you.
Right now I don't need any help, and he looks over his shoulder back into the apartment. And I think it's best if you keep on walking, sir.
Is there a crime scene over here?
Indeed there is. Word on the street is, the Ripper is back.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Indeed, very dangerous.
Are you a man of, wealth?
Well,
riches?
Not exactly.
Money?
I'll get by.
But perhaps you need more?
Oh, what chap doesn't need more? He hits him in the tummy.
What if I told you that I could give you a map?
A map to what?
Treasure.
No, sir, I'm a city chap. The streets is where I keep my beat, and that's where I walk with my feet.
And you've never wished that those feet could perhaps explore outside the city? Outside?
Like, outside the city where?
Well, I am from Spain, so...
Obviously.
Yes, so... Maybe you could go there.
Your English is fantastic, by the way.
I've lived in London for quite a while.
I could feel it.
So what do you say, chap?
I don't know about that, you know. I've got a good job here, and searching for treasure is it's a risky business.
No one is telling you that you have to leave. You can still stay.
Are you selling me the map?
Yes.
How much?
How much is a lot, Greg?
Oh, I don't know. We can just play by regular money standards.
Okay, like, you know, $100.
£100? I ain't got that kind of money.
Okay, 50.
Still, sir, a constable never carries around £50 on him.
You could get it at your house?
Well, I'm supposed to be watching this post, you know. It's a crime scene. It's very important.
Look around you. Is there a lot going on?
Is that woman over there?
points to an old woman. He's just sort of like throwing like a shoe against a wall.
She can just walk on in.
She's distracted.
Well, you know, she's only got one other shoe to go through after that one, and then after that, by the time I get back, she could be in here and mess with everything. Totally ruin the crime scene.
What if I told you that I would make sure she does not go inside?
You gonna watch my post for me?
Sure.
Roll charisma or discretion?
Five.
Yeah. How about this? I've got 10 and 2 pounds on me. Well, not that.
10 and 2, huh? Now, here's the thing about 10 and 2. You see.
Oh, goodness, Dickie, where is this urn?
I don't know, I'm just looking everywhere.
Are there any places that I haven't looked?
Yeah, is there anything that seems odd about the room, possibly?
You can roll awareness again. No, that's a 5.
Yeah.
You're not noticing anything.
4.
No, you guys, you think you found everything you possibly can find.
I don't think it's here.
I don't think so either.
No.
You see the constable talking to a man that you don't recognize out front.
Oh, crap. I think we've been spotted.
Just start crying again and then...
Oof. Okay. All right. I'll start boo-hooing and you lead me out.
Deal.
But first, I want to see if there's any jewels. I love jewels.
Oh, yes.
roll awareness.
3.
you just sort of like do a 360 with your arms by your side and you go... Nope.
Yeah. Ain't got any. Do you see anything, Dickie?
Roll awareness one more time.
Ooh.
Yeah, an 11.
Ooh, boy.
You see a desk drawer that has been ripped open. And you look inside and you find 100 pounds.
Oh.
Just laying there. Like if somebody had opened this up, they would have seen that, and somebody did open this up, and they didn't take the money.
Oh, my.
How weird. This drawer has been ripped open, and there's just £100 sitting there.
Yeah. I feel like we shouldn't take it out of morality's sake. Plus...
As she's saying that, I'm grabbing it and putting it in my pocket.
I mean, okay, Dickie.
Whoopsies.
Whoopsies. Well, anyways, Dickie, that means that somebody didn't burglar him either.
I know.
But the window's broken into.
It is a murder.
Yeah, that's true.
Sir, 10 and 4, that's my final offer.
I mean, my original offer was 50, so...
That's as high as I can go, sir. That's all I got on me.
All right. Now, what if I told you that the treasure map leads to Atlantis?
That's ridiculous. Ain't no such thing as Atlantis. That's something they tell children.
That's what I thought.
You been there? You told me you been there?
That's right.
Look me right in the eye. Spaniard.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me you been to Atlantis.
You bet your boots I have.
Roll charisma or deception. Same thing. One of those.
10 of 12.
You really been?
It's real. It's a real place.
My God. Okay, all
only
right.
So many people can know about this, but I saw you. I saw you outside this building, and you looked like a man who needed a change.
I'll tell you this. Tonight, at 7, I will be off my job. I will meet you wherever you need me to meet you, and I'm your man. We're going.
Shit, that's not quite what I meant. All right.
He puts his hand on your shoulder.
I'm your man. We'll go.
Great. Now.
I leave everything.
Oh God.
No, it's so hard to be in there.
My sweet fiance.
These two are inspectors from Scotland Yard. So that's why they were inside there.
Oh, what? Yes.
So they were.
Sure.
He looks over at the two of you, like, with wide eyes, like,
go along with it.
Oh, yes, I've been breaking the case.
Yes, it was very stressful for so she was crying.
Yeah.
See, so that's the only reason why they were allowed in.
Did you let civilians in on the crime scene?
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to move along, sir. Move along.
Oh,
well, I believe we...
You are not a trustworthy man.
We've seen all that we can. Thank you. Bye.
Very
bye.
Good. Very good, inspectors. Go have a good day. No, but we're from Scotland Yard, I promise.
No, I must tell the mayor.
Oh, no. Please. Not the mayor.
The king or whatever.
Unless, of course, you could help me out.
I told you, I'll join you.
Do you know anything else about the case?
About the Ripper case?
That's right.
Oh, no, is that he came in, destroyed this man, and didn't really take anything else.
Do you have any clues down at the...
Any clues as to where the murderer is? It'd be back at the police station.
You're going to take me there?
All right.
I'm blackmailing you.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing, I'm blackmailing you.
No, you got nothing on me?
Atlantis.
Really do want to go to Atlantis. I didn't think it was real. Not until this moment. I can't believe it. I can't believe this thing that I've always thought about since I was a child. I've always dreamed of going
to Atlantis. Alright,
let's go! The constable rolls with you.
Yeah. So we're going to try to catch up with Dickie and Matilda before it's too late.
Oh, Dickie, you want to get an ice cream or something?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
I could really go for a spot of tea.
Ooh, I love tea.
Ooh, or a cocktail.
Oh, God, yes. I'm jonesing for a whiskey.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. We're just doing more official Scotland
Yard. The jiggy's up. This person knows that you're not from Scotland Yard.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Santalio.
Santario.
No, there's no T, it's the D.
Oh, Sandalio.
That's right, Sandalio Santiago. Melody.
What?
Mr. Santario.
Yes.
My name is John.
John!
Mr. Santalio.
Okay, you gotta make him roll for that.
John is not picking up on this at all.
No, but does Dickie know that
he
this...
He just wants to be good at disguises.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah. You roll intelligence.
Plus three, eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got an idea that it's you.
Wink, wink.
Your awareness.
Nudge, nudge.
Great.
Play along.
Sure, but...
That's right, we're all going to play along.
That's right.
I like this Sandalio guy. He's got a way about him.
All right, now you two.
I don't have a clue.
I will not report you to the police station for what you've done.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
If you come along with us and... This is going to sound very fantastical.
Oh, God.
But it's real.
Okay, I'm ready.
We are going to Atlantis.
Oh!
Oh, really?
Oh, wow!
I know it sounds ridiculous, but this man has been there.
Oh!
Oh, really?
Wowee!
How
great!
Excuse me. Let me just have a word with our new friend here. You are so bad at this. You have been telling everyone every secret. I'm surprised you haven't told him who you actually are.
I don't know.
But you told him about Atlantis. What is wrong with you?
I just told him that Atlantis exists, or he doesn't know anything.
We're going to be taking a constable with us.
We don't even know if Atlantis exists, all right? It was just as fodder, so he'll get motivated and help us out, all right? So he's going to take us now to his office at the police station, where he's got some intel on Jack the Ripper. If we find out who this phony is who killed Hervey, then we'll know where to go next. We won't be wasting our time walking around some morgues, walking around some houses that are empty, and trying to find some friggin' urn. Won't matter.
I just wish that you were more tactful about this.
I am tactful. You're just very good.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. I'm sure this is very important planning. And I'm sure you now believe in Atlantis like I do.
Completely.
I knew you would. Now, I've got a bit of a problem. When a person comes to relieve me from my duty of guarding the crime scene, I'm not going to be there. And I'm going to be in big trouble. And if I show up to the police station with you, they're going to know that I'm not guarding the crime scene like I'm supposed to be.
Well, then we better hurry then.
Well, but if I show up there, they're going to be like, John, what are you doing here?
You know what we need? We need someone to be in disguise.
Oh, goodness, is it me?
I think that would be tons of fun.
Yeah, what do you think, Spanish man? I like this one. He's quiet.
Not like that other chap, right?
Right. Wink.
Are you talking about your dear friend, Mr. Malay?
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, so sad. So sad.
He puts his arm back around you.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Boo-hoo. I'm laughing because that's how I deal with pain.
Look, John.
Hysterics.
John.
Oi.
We're going to the station. Whether you like it or not.
I've got an idea.
Oh, God.
Who?
I pull Dickie aside. Dickie.
Yes?
I think I'm going to get What's-His-Face's clothes, like a piece of it. You know, I like it.
Oh, well, you just do that all the time.
I just wanted to tell you in advance because you're a part of my plan. Okay, let's go back.
Okay.
And then you just use my uniform and tell them you're a transfer from a different city.
Oh, right. I wanted to do the disguise.
That will do. I need you to draw a map down in my notebook here.
All right. Right, so you go north through Centrance, and then there's a disc. You go past it to the right, and then in there is that's where the detective is, and they've got the evidence of whatever you might be looking for in there. I hardly ever go in there. I only ever bring things or take my hat off and walk in there and say like, "Oh, sir, we found a finger." And I give him the finger.
Thank you. John, go back to your post, and I will see you tonight at 7.
Can I borrow somebody else's clothes if you want to borrow mine?
Oh, shit.
I walk up to John, I give him a kiss on the cheek, and say, you'll be all right.
Roll charisma.
3!
He takes the kiss, he smiles, and he says, Roy, okay. And then he turns away from you guys, wide-eyed and freaked out. In his undergarments.
So I have his outfit now.
Yes.
Great. Right,
so now we're walking to the station.
Ooh! All when right. This is all done, can I take a piece of his uniform?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm going to get rid of this one.
Wait!
I thought that it was a good
John's
idea.
John's still alive, so I can't hold on to this.
Wait, you're Simon?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, I didn't. Shit, sorry.
Mildy.
Oh, God! I liked him.
Oh, Sandalio?
Yeah!
Don't worry. He's not dead. Wink.
I don't like this.
I just mean he can come back at, you know, any time.
Oh, I see. Wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Watch us.
So, I'm John, alright? If you guys can help me out here, I gotta work on my impression. So, I'm John. And I'm a constable. Wait, you're not.
Go lower. Go lower.
I'm
go,
John.
Go, I'm go
lower.
John.
He's British. A dummy.
John and I'm a dumb, dumb
there you go.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, there you go. That sounds so good.
Oh my God, we've
and
done it.
You're so good at accents.
Thanks to us.
And I'm a cop. Okay, good, good. Good, I've got it. All right.
Sweet. Cut to the
inside.
Front of the police station.
All right, now just walk on in. And just get all the information.
Oh, shit. I forgot that you guys can't help me with this.
Yeah. We're going to stay out here and get something like a drink or maybe ice cream.
Oh, yes. Yes, let's get a cocktail.
Yes.
Go outside the back.
Okay.
And I will I'll try to see if I can't get you inside.
Yeah, well, aww. I guess cocktails
yes,
are off
cocktails
the table.
Cocktails are. Wait a second. I have a flask on me.
Oh, okay. Great. We'll be right there.
All right.
So I go inside.
Right. As you walk in, there's an officer at the front desk, and then there's two other officers that are just hanging out in the lobby.
Hello, officers. Hello. Hello, both of you officers. I am a fellow officer as well. Hello to you.
Hi there, John.
Nod, nod.
What brings you in? Aren't you supposed to be guarding the Ripper site?
Oh, don't worry, I am.
Okay, all right, fine. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to check a thing or two. Detective wanted me to, you know, just check on some of the clues, because we were looking through the crime scene. It's on lockdown, but we wanted to double check some of the things that we found over there with the things you already got in the air.
Roll discretion.
Five.
If that's what they wanted you to do, then why didn't they tell us?
Yeah, that seems to be a little bit old of them.
Yeah, where's the, shouldn't somebody be coming in and relieving you?
Oh, well, I just, they did.
They did?
Oh, who was it?
Yeah, who was it?
I'm the one who wrote the schedule.
He's the new guy. What was his name again?
Cedric?
Yeah, this sounds like the one.
Roll, deception.
9.
Okay.
Oh, I don't remember putting him on that schedule.
You know what? You've been having a hard time with the schedule lately.
Oh, it's so
late. Ever since you and that lady got together.
No, stop that. No.
That's right.
I'm completely professional.
Ain't that right, Phil?
Hey, you guys. I was just having a sandwich in the corner.
Well, Phil, you remember, ever since this guy's got that new laugh. He's had some
stop
mixed
it.
Up.
Oh, that's right.
No.
All right,
all right, coppers. All right, this is a great games you got going here. Funny stuff.
Indeed.
Mind if I just sneak into the back here? I got a little bit of a schedule to go through.
He grabs you by the back and sort of pushes you into
the... Just go ahead.
Just
go ahead and use your keys.
Thank you. Keys.
Yeah.
Right, of course. Every lockbox has keys.
Everybody's got keys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you lose your keys?
Come on. Let me just check my pockets here.
Roll awareness. You do not have...
5 again.
You do not have your keys on you.
Oh, come on. This is the third time this week, John, you've lost your keys.
I'm sorry. They're just a little bit odd to keep control of.
John!
Oh, to keep control of keys.
My name.
Keys are expensive to make, you know.
If somebody on the street picks those up and they've got access to evidence, that's bad news.
You're right.
This station can't take any more tarnish.
You're right. No. Imagine somebody just walking in here and just taking some evidence that they
could
need.
Could you imagine?
That'd be ridiculous.
Could just get past us.
What a laugh that'd be.
Oh, the joy of this joke. It's just riveting.
It's ridiculous.
All right, John, here's my keys.
Don't lose those ones, John.
All right, I need him back.
You better give him back a Phil.
All right, Phil. All right.
Good one.
Oh, you're so funny.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to look around as quick as friggin' possible.
Okay, so you get up to the door, you come into the detective office, the detective is not there.
All right, let me look around
and
here.
And there's a bunch of boxes.
There's some boxes, looking at the boxes here. All right, what do I see? Do I got a roll awareness?
Roll awareness.
All right. 10.
And you find a box that's got the date that matches with the recent tragedy, we'll call it.
All right, tragedy box.
And so you pull it out, it's got a bunch of photographs of the body. And, you see the one from the newspaper, you see the same torn up body from the different articles, and you notice that its stomach was ripped open and its intestines were missing.
Okay, good, just wanted to make sure. Interesting, somebody's stealing organs, perhaps.
You flip through some of the other pictures and you see some notes, and one of the notes says, "Nothing of value seems to have been stolen from the apartment. All this right. must have been a crime of passion."
Somebody wanted him dead. Somebody wanted Hervé dead. He's connected somehow. All right. Let me just see here. Would I perhaps know enough about Jack the Ripper to connect that, like, this is not Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
Right. For sure.
Well, roll intelligence first, actually.
Darn, I was hoping I could sneak by that.
Sorry, mate.
It's all right.
Yeah, you know.
9.
You got a 9, so you know this is definitely not the Ripper's MO. The Ripper only killed women, never men, and it was, yeah, like the doctor said, usually a precise cut, as opposed to this was, like, tearing.
All right. Is there anything I could find in this short amount of time that would lead me to anywhere?
Roll awareness.
8. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sweet.
All right.
You remember that Matilda had some letters under her arm when she came out of the office. You think back to when they were exiting the office.
All right.
So she had something. She had some sort of evidence under her arm.
So this is pretty much a dead end then.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna sneak the hell out of there.
Hey, yeah, dude. And then you chap came over there.
He tripped right over the football.
Ow. Go, go.
So good.
What a
so good.
Bird. So good.
So good.
So good.
John. Oh,
you found what you were looking for in there?
Yep. We got all the stuff, and we're ready to move on.
John. Can I have my keys back?
Yeah, don't forget about
the
keys.
Don't forget
my keys.
Did you
lose those already?
All right, no. Wait, hold on.
Oh, you did lose
them. Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, no. I souped her up. Just getting filled.
Oh, no.
I gotcha.
You are good.
Guys, what kind of jokes are you playing here?
Oi, Cedric. What are you doing here?
Oh, you know, just showing up. I'm all ready to start my shift.
You're supposed to be over at the Ripper site.
Summoning
for John over here. Yeah.
Did you forget?
What? No, John.
Did you forget?
Did you forget?
You were supposed to cover for me.
You an idiot.
Wait, John, you never told me to go over there.
It wasn't my job.
You never told him.
No, it was Phil's job.
It wasn't my job.
Your job was to tell him to go over there. And
all
then
right.
I come over here.
All right, I see what's been done. Cedric, get the hell over there.
What, Will, is that what I'm supposed to do in the schedule?
Well, on the schedule here, it's you're right on the schedule all the time, but I thought John was saying that there was an error with it.
Will, are you just messing up with the schedule again?
Will, we know you've been having ladies.
I didn't want to say it.
I'm the new guy.
There's been a lot of late nights.
Cedric.
All right. It's been a lot of late nights.
You guys, we got...
All right, I'll get over there.
You go.
Can I roll to have escaped into the shadows during all of this?
Yeah, roll discretion.
3.
John
falls over.
Oh,
you crazy.
Oh, these floorboards, you got to fix them.
And
we only have so much money in the budget.
Your helmet comes off, and they notice that your hair is a different color of hair than John's.
John?
Yes.
Are you John?
Wait, did you dye your hair, did you?
Of course I did.
John.
Why are you going off doing that?
I thought that it sounded like an adventure.
John, is there something you're not telling us?
Yeah,
you can tell us.
You can talk to us. We're your co-workers, but I also feel like we're friends.
John, do you like to dye your hair?
John, are you a puff?
I wasn't going to say it.
I didn't want to say anything.
I was just curious.
My what?
Are you a puff?
What is a puff?
Oh, John.
Don't play with it.
I would like to know too. What is that?
Cedric, you're supposed to already be over at the other side.
Right, guys, sorry. I'm going.
All right, John.
Are you a puff?
It's all right, you can tell us.
I
mean, sure, yeah.
All right, if we're opening up.
Okay.
I am also
a puff.
Oh, God, okay.
I like to dress in my
wife's skirt sometimes. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, that's kind of...
It's
fun. That's indecent.
That's a kink.
That's indecent.
I mean, honestly,
oh, you're so kinky.
It's freeing, you guys. It's
freeing. Now, as your guy's friend and also as a co-worker, I would just suggest that you don't mention this
all right,
to
outside.
The chief.
Yeah, don't mention it to the chief.
I'm okay if you're a puff.
I will not be mentioning this to nobody, no.
I wouldn't tell your
John.
Wife either.
Oh,
no. John, I think it's...
Yeah, that wife I definitely got will not be telling her.
I think it's time you better get going,
yeah,
John.
Yeah,
all right. See you later.
Bye, John.
Godspeed.
The second Simon gets outside, he takes all the clothes off and he throws them in a bush. Changes back into...
What's taking him so long?
I don't know! He told us to go to the back and he's not even here!
I know, we've just been hanging out back here.
Excuse me, you guys aren't supposed to be drinking back here.
Oh, whoa, what a cutie! Hello there, what's your name?
Would you like to take a drink?
No, thank you. Please respect me, I'm an officer of the law.
Look at him, he's so cute.
Yeah,
I'm going to escort you guys out. I'm sorry, you can't be back here.
That's fine! fine. Wait.
And then Cedric comes around with the doctor and Miss Buchanan in front of you. And he looks at you and he cocks his head and squints his eyes. And then he shrugs his shoulders and walks along and whistles.
Oh, what a cute little boy.
Simon, what was taking you so long? We were back there for so long.
Do not call me Simon. Call me Achilles Castar.
Oh, not this again. I hate that one.
Bring back the Spanish one.
Yeah, he was hot.
All right, next time, all right? This is just the one I grabbed, all right? So I went to the intel and I found that definitely not Jack the Ripper.
I already knew that one.
You guessed it, but yeah. I know for facts now.
Oh,
well, good.
Good job.
I think he was murdered by someone who's obviously trying to look for whatever this N thing is.
Have you gone through those letters?
Oh, crap! I got those letters! Dickie!
Oh, I forgot. I also have a sample of hair.
Dickie, gossip! Hot gossip!
Okay, read the gossip.
So you open up the letter, and it is from Hervé, addressed to James Stonewood, and it is a series of negotiations of price for the urn. And Hervé gets him to go for a higher price than you know that the Count was going to pay for. And so you can make your inferences off of that.
What does it say?
Well, it says that he sold it to this James Stonewood person.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit drunk.
All right. So as is this guy.
No, I caught all of that. But did he sell him a fake one like you did? Was he talking about selling the real one?
Did he sell him a fake one or a real one? I think it's real. It's the only lead we got. And besides, we're just getting drunk on the curb right now.
So where do we go next?
Obviously, we track down this James Stonewood fella.
All right.
Anybody want to roll an intelligence roll? You are aware of a certain Stonewood estate that is not that far away from your estate.
Oh, there's a Stonewood neighbor of mine who, let's check that. And I could go to my house. I have the best tea in all of London at my house.
It's true, he does.
Oh, jeez.
Shall we?
We shall.
Let's go.
I get us off the curb and
to the Stonewood estate.
Tuning in, we hope you enjoyed this 20-sided story. Never hesitate to connect with us via the World Wide Web, such as on the Twitter, at 20-sided stories, or on Facebook or Instagram /20-sided stories. Matilda Buchanan was played by Kate Pursley. Dr. Richard Chamberlain was played by Garrett Reasoner. Simon Sinclair was played by Sage GC. Our Game Master was Greg Reasoner. And all editing and music was done by Sage GC. If you enjoyed your adventure through Victorian London, we suggest visiting patreon.com/20-sided stories. For just a small handful of shillings, you can help support this broadcast's next batch of episodes. We've got to cover hosting costs, recording equipment, and our precious time, goddammit! They are all laid out with transparency at patreon.com/20-sided stories. And don't worry, you'll get something too, such as all 8 episodes to this season straight away, no waiting. Not to mention bonus episodes within your very own exclusive podcast feed. An extra special thanks to our producer club who brought this season to fruition. Marlena Lowry, Travis Reeves, Jay Speck, Maureen Brown, Zach Bender, and Colleen O'Keefe. To be as classy and as cool as them, go to patreon.com/20-sided stories. Sauce, links, and more in the episode notes or visit 20-sided stories.com.